The world of medicine has seen its share of miracle cures, from the polio vaccine to heart transplants, but all past achievements may pale in comparison to the work of Dr. Alice Crippen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So, Dr. Crippen, give it to me in a nutshell.
Well, the premise is quite simple. Take something designed by nature and reprogram it to make it work for the body rather than against it.
You're talking about a virus?
Indeed, yes, in this case, the measles virus, which has been engineered at a genetic level to be helpful rather than harmful. I find the best way to describe it is if you can imagine your body as a highway and you picture the virus as a very fast car being driven by a very bad man, imagine the damage that car could cause. Mm. Then if you replace that man with a cop, the picture changes, and that's essentially what we've done.
How many people have you treated so far?
Well, we've had 10,009 clinical trials in humans so far.
And how many are cancer-free?
10,009.
So you have actually cured cancer?
Yes, yes. Yes, we have.
Welcome to this evening's session. It is Erev Shabbat, August 13th, Friday. In this small episode, we will discuss the words of Dr. Tal Zaks, which is the chief medical officer at Moderna, Inc. He is the chief medical officer at Moderna, Inc. And what he has to say is that we are altering and hacking the software of life. Let us jump right in. Not going to waste any time this evening. Moderna's top scientist says we are actually hacking the software of life. Dr. Tal Zaks, the chief medical officer at Moderna, Inc., explained in a 2017 TED Talk how the company's messenger RNA vaccine was designed to work. Over the last 30 years, he said, we've been living this phenomenal digital scientific revolution, and I'm here today to tell you that we are actually hacking the software of life, and that it's changing the way we think about prevention and treatment of disease. He went on to explain that the human body is made up of organs, and organs are made up of cells. In every cell, there's this thing called messenger RNA, or mRNA for short, that transmits the critical information from the DNA in our genes to the protein, which is really the stuff we're all made out of. This is the critical information that determines what the cell will do. So we think about it as an operating system. So if you could change that, if you could introduce a line of code or change a line of code, it turns out that this has profound implications for everything, from the flu even to cancer. Now, the writer of this article says, I reported on February 4th that Moderna describes its new vaccine as a computer operating system. But I was not aware at the time that Dr. Zaks had spoken 3 years previous about this, totally debunking the establishment, such as the media's lies that the messenger RNA vaccines don't alter your genetic code. He could not be more clear when he said, we are actually hacking the software of life. Dr. Zaks stressed that in 2017, his company was working on a vaccine that would not act like any previous vaccine ever created. imagine if instead of giving the patient the protein of a virus, we gave them the instructions on how to make the protein, how the body can make its own vaccine, he said. So in other words, like I already said, in variegated shows previously, that if you take this shot, this injection, this inoculation, you are accepting an operating system into your body that goes into the cells and reprograms them, giving them new instructions on how to create a cytotoxic, debilitating, poisoning, depopulating, exterminating spike protein. And now, all the evidence, all the details, all the data, all the proofs, all the corroborations are coming out, verifying and validating everything that I've said. And pretty soon we will be hearing some snippets from Dr. Richard Fleming, who also just came out and with hundreds of pages of proof, lay out all the details and facts proving that this thing that we call this shot is nothing less than a strategically engineered bioweapon. Anyway, let us move on. Dr. Zaks said, it took decades to sequence the human genome, which was accomplished in 2003, and now we can do it in a week. He proceeded to reveal, in 2017, his company's plans to make individual cancer vaccines. Now, when I read this part, I had a flashback to the movie I Am Legend. And at the beginning of this recording, you will have already heard the news interview that is in the opening scene of I Am Legend. Because the same type of colossal disaster that took place in that movie from medical experimentation and from manipulating viruses at a genomic level and giving people vaccines that are genetically modified, the same way this caused a medical Armageddon in I Am Legend is the same way it's creating a medical Armageddon right now and for the foreseeable future. Anyway, let us continue. He proceeded to reveal in 2017 his company's plans to make individual cancer vaccines tailored to the needs of individual cancer patients, because every cancer is different. Interestingly, one of the most potentially catastrophic side effects of the mRNA vaccine is its interaction with cancer cells. According to a study at New York City-based Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, the messenger RNA has a tendency to inactivate tumor-suppressing proteins, meaning it can promote the growth of already existing cancer cells, which is why some experts in the field of biomedical research called this shot, instead of the COVID-19 shot, they called it the cancer-19 shot, seeing that it suppresses those mechanisms that are in place to reduce the growth of cancer cells and defend you from the outgrowth and unregulated growth of cancer cells. This actual shot paralyzes that mechanism, allowing cancer to grow and run rampant and kill you. Let us continue. Both the Moderna and Pfizer injections are experimental messenger RNA vaccines. The Food and Drug Administration has only granted these injections emergency use authorization. Let me say that again. The Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, has only granted these injections emergency use authorization, EUA. and they will remain in trials through the year 2023. Yet the government, the media, and corporations are all promoting them as though they are guaranteed to be safe, when we know that nothing could be further from the truth. The systemic deception will, in my opinion, end up being judged in the rearview mirror of history as one of the most reckless acts of medical treachery ever committed against the human race. If this so-called vaccine does accelerate the growth of cancer, think of the possibilities from a purely business point of view. Based on the predictions of Dr. Sachs, who oversaw the creation of the vaccine now being given to millions of people worldwide, the same big pharma companies that could potentially give people cancer with one vaccine could step forward later with another vaccine offering the cure for cancer. Just like in I Am Legend? Interesting. Sehr interessant. If you are the CEO of a mega pharmaceutical, who answers to profit-driven Wall Street shareholders? That's a brilliant strategy. But is it ethical from a medical point of view? That's the question. That's a question nobody is asking. However, let me just say this. We are in a spiritual phase and a philosophical phase and an ideological phase at this time on earth, that there's a resurrection of a German statement. Life unworthy of life. The spirit behind this godless, soulless, moralless, anti-ethical statement. The spirit behind this idea is here all over again, but this time it's on a global scale. Leben zum Wert des Lebens. Life unworthy of life. Leben zum Wert des Lebens. Leben zum Wert des Lebens. Life unworthy of life. A Nazi ideology. A Nazi philosophy. It's here all over again. We are in the midst of a medicalized extermination, a globalized genocide. I'm gonna say it again. We are in the midst of a medicalized extermination and a globalized genocide operation. It is the resurrection of the Third Reich and its ideologies. We are now entering into the Vierte Reich, the Fourth Reich. And the new motto is Leben zum Wert des Lebens, life unworthy of life. Those who are in control, those who are in positions of authority, those who are the masters of propaganda, those who are the shapers of public opinion, are leading and guiding you into a train to Auschwitz, a figurative train to Auschwitz, a bullet train. Speed train. They constantly, we need to get a shot into everybody's arm. We need to get this shot into the teenagers. We need to get this shot into the babies, into the children. We need to get these shots approved on every level so we can inoculate and vaccinate every living, breathing thing. Even the animals. Leben zum Wert des Lebens. This is where we are right now. Now, I laid out my feeling and my idea. However, I have a totally different program where I'm going to address this Leben zum Wertesleben issue head on. We're going to systematically deal with it, enucleate the subject. But I just wanted to throw it in there because this has been coming up in my conscience for the past few days. That we are in the midst of a resurrection of medical experimentation of a sort that was very prolific in Nazi Germany. So let us continue. As I listen to Dr. Sachs lay out the achievements of his company in creating the messenger RNA vaccine, I cannot help but think of how incredibly arrogant it sounds that scientists think they can rewrite the genetic code. Those are his words, not mine, for all of you out there who still don't believe these mRNA vaccines change the genetic code just because some fact checker says they don't. Believing they can improve on a person's God-given genetic makeup is entering dangerous territory. Who's to say they won't correct one problem and create something far worse? Sachs wrapped up his 2017 speech with the following words. If you think about what it is we're trying to do, we've taken information and our understanding of that information and how that information is transmitted in a cell, and we've taken our understanding of medicine and how to make drugs, and we're fusing the two together. We think of it as information therapy. Information therapy, just like a computer software code. Now, I broke this down already months ago. That the shot is an operating system. When you take this shot, it literally turns you into an app. It literally turns you into an app. You have an operating system and software, proprietary software injected into you that can be updated and accessed remotely by the programmers. And you are not the programmer. The pharmaceutical company is the programmer. Pfizer, BioNTech, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Oxford, Moderna, Mode RNA. That's what they used to be called, Mode RNA. Anyway. So when you take this shot, you are literally exiting humanity. You are no longer a natural born human. You are in the process of transforming into a transhuman. You are literally entering into the phase of repeating the sins of the days of Noah. Genesis chapter 6. Bereshit chapter 6, where it says, all flesh corrupted its way on the earth. All flesh corrupted its way on the earth. That is precisely what is happening now at a cellular, genomic, genetic, molecular, atomic level. Information therapy, he says. Just like a computer software code. These scientists truly believe that the human body is nothing more than a machine that can be hacked into and recorded according to some programmer's instructions. The same groundbreaking nature of this research that excites some is what horrifies others. Yahweh is the supreme author and software creator and developer. Not Pfizer and Moderna. I just wanted to throw that in there. But let us move on. A person's genetic makeup is, as Dr. Zach said, the software of life. The software of life. Well, the fact that Dr. Zach said that DNA and mRNA is the software of life, we should be asking ourselves, well, who is the software designer? Who is the author of the software? Well, that would be the Most High. That would be El Elyon. That would be Yahweh. That would be the Tetragrammaton. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh. Or as some with their pronunciation, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. That's who that would be. The supreme architect of existence. The supreme artificer of existence. Anyway, let us move on. If this is true, then who should be the ultimate authority over each human being's genetic software code? If we truly live in a free society, wouldn't it stand to reason that we would want to have an energetic debate over how to answer that question? Shouldn't it be the number one issue being debated in Congress and the media? Instead, nobody is allowed to even ask these questions without being threatened, censored, rebuked, or deplatformed. Members of the corporate media who dare to broach the question get fired. Contrary to what some scientists believe, we are not machines. We are human beings with bodies, souls, and free wills. Anyone who tries to mandate the acceptance of an experimental gene-altering treatment is going against the international Nuremberg codes, which require informed consent of any experimental treatment. Dear readers, please do not allow your employer, your government, your family, your friends, or anyone else to intimidate you or in any way try to persuade you to accept this experimental treatment if you do not want it. You are your own health authority, period. If your employer threatens you with termination for rejecting this injection, please contact an attorney. And this concludes our article this evening. Like I said, we're not entering, we're already in a spiritual phase of darkness. A literal resurrection of the Nazi spirit, the medicalized genocide. Medicalized genocide. The philosophies and ideologies and experimentations of the Reich have returned. You are the guinea pig. You are the experimental subject, if you allow yourself to be. Till next time, fortify your immune system, and unfortunately, I have to say, keep your distance from those who have accepted this experimental shot, because there are components within the cocktail of the shot that give off frequencies. These trillions of nanoparticles that have been injected into your biological computer do contain graphene oxide and other nanobots that are unnamed and unmentioned. This inoculation administration and program is nothing more than a trial phase. And in the midst of this trial phase, those who have accepted the experimental shot, whether they know it or not, unbeknownst to them, they have been augmented. They have been biomedically and biotechnologically augmented. And not for the good, not for the better, not in a salubrious manner. They've been augmented in a manner that benefits the programmers. As I said, I'm in the middle of reading 15 different prestigious medical journals on the subject of the biomedical applications of graphene oxide and graphene and its derivatives. But the thing is, graphene is practically right now the most perfect partner for 5G technology. It's just that good with its electroconductivity and its reception to electromagnetic frequencies and its reception to microwaves and radio frequency waves. And its applications as serving as a coating on antennas because of how sensitive and accurate its response to electromagnetic frequencies are. So as I said, we are in the middle of a global human augmentation experiment, a transhuman agenda, and it's not going to end well. But in the meantime, fortify your immune system, stay healthy, stay in the word of truth, be led by the spirit of truth, and until next time, Shalom Aleichem.